Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Again, from Abraham Lincoln, he said, "Determine that the thing can and shall be done, and then we shall find the way." Lord, we are so mindful that there are many challenges that continue to face us this session. And so we pray that you might give us the wisdom and discernment to continue to decide what is truly important and must be done. Then help us find ways for us to work together so that they get done by us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th is here. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 26th day, Monday, February 19th.
Chairman Cole, I purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of a special guest.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have the doctor of the day with us. Over to your right and my left, Dr. Kyle Ostrom. He's from Lavity, Missouri, and I would love for the body to make him feel welcome.
Well, listen, with the doctor of the day, please rise, and with the members of the Senate chamber, please welcome him to the Missouri Senate chamber. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I'd like to ask for a moment of personal privilege.
The senator from the 24th has requested a personal privilege. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, today, a victim of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas School in Florida, Parkland, Florida, that I want to remember and that I want this chamber to think of, who will never be here to take another breath, whose heart does not continue to beat. He was 14-year-old Martin DeCue. He was a freshman. He died in the school shooting. He leaves behind an older brother, Miguel, who graduated from Douglas High last year. His brother shared these words in an Instagram post on Thursday. And I quote, "Words cannot describe my pain. I love Brother Martin. You'll be missed, buddy. All of us who are sisters or brothers, parents or grandparents, can only imagine the pain of a loss of a boy so young who had a future ahead of him that he will never see and that we will never know. And I ask the body to think about him as we consider the policies that we put in place that lead to taking care of each other or allow for the harming, the killing of each other. Mr. President, there are things that we can do. Indeed, there are things we must do. In memory of Martin DeCue. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The Senate is on the order of business of petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Resolutions. Hearing none. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the ninth, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution, the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 45, offered by Senator Curls. A resolution relating to designating the third week in June as Pollinator Week.
Senator, do you care to explain your resolution?
No explanation necessary. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Senator. It will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a wonderful bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1012, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the emergency service boards.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I just wanted to make you and the body aware that I have no bills to file today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Many committees are ready to go to work. People here to testify, so no further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole.
Are you on announcements? Mr. President.
Senator from Cole, purpose of your rise.
Can I back up for just a second?
You may, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. You're very generous this morning. May the Senate go to the order of business of announcements first.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcement.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just wanted to make sure folks know that we have Senate Education Committee meeting at noon in SCR 1.
Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Appropriations Committee will meet 10-15 minutes after recess.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Andrews, purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government Elections will meet upon adjournment in the Senate Lounge.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Butler, what purpose you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcement. The Small Business and Industry will be meeting immediately after we adjourn in SCR 1.
Thank you, Senator. The order Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate my colleagues understanding that even I make mistakes sometimes. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
The Senator from Cole has moved the Senate stand in recess till 1400 this day. All those in favor of that motion say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day.